Using the camera module OV7670, we can process an image with a resolution of 640 by 480 in our project. The VGA resolution may seem ridiculously small these days, but at a low cost, we can enrich our project with the possibility of processing the image from the camera. The mentioned 640 by 480 resolution for, e.g., an Arduino Nano module may turn out to be surprisingly large compared to the resources of the microcontroller. Knowledge from experiments with a low-resolution camera may be useful when trying to use more expensive modules with higher resolution. In the case of newer camera modules, it is worth taking a look at the project ArduCam. I tried to wade through configuring the registers, but I must admit that this task beat me temporarily. The number of dependencies between the registers is large. The descriptions of some options are quite enigmatic. Working with registers is a good field for experimentation, and you can get a lot out of the camera module, but it takes time. I was able to confirm the operation of the following registers. Writing the value 0x80 to the address 0x12 resets the values in the registers to default. Register 0xOC enables image scaling, bit 3, while saving appropriate values to register 0x12 enables setting QCIF, SIF, VGA resolution, and enabling data transfer mode for consecutive pixels as RGB, for example, RGB565. The camera can send data in the YUV-YCBCR422 format, where the next bytes are not the one-to-one values of consecutive pixels link, as it is, e.g., in RGB mode. Writing the value 0x20 to the register 0x15 will generate a PCLK signal only when pixel data is sent. Registers 0x11 and 0x6B allow you to set dividers and PLL for the clock signal. Register 0x1B allows you to introduce delays in sending data, which can sometimes be useful when processing data. Since I was overcome by the manual configuration of registers, I used the ready-made code, which allows you to display the camera image on the 128 by 160 TFT SPI display. Live view from OV7670 on TFT 128 by 128 ELI 9163. In the video below, the effect of the live view from the camera, which allowed to confirm the correct operation of the camera module and to set the focus of the lens. Movie 888-ACDD2 on Movie 888-ACDD2. The module uses a large number of signal lines if the data about the image were transferred, for example, via the SPI serial bus. The number of lines used would be smaller, while the hardware SPI support may facilitate data download. Commissioning as described by the author. Download files from GitHub. Copy SRC lib OV7670 library and SRC lib Adafruit GFX library to the Arduino folder libraries. Open SRC lib OV7670 lib OV7670 ino in Arduino IDE and compile and upload to Arduino board. To avoid the use of logic level converters, I used an Arduino Mini Pro with a 16 MHz resonator, but powered by 3.3 volt. According to the ATmega 328 note, the microcontroller at 3.3 volt should not be clocked at 16 MHz, e.g., it should be the Arduino Mini Pro 3.3 volt 8 MHz version. But for the purposes of the test, such a set simplified the connections and worked properly. The author used a 128 by 160 TFT display. During the tests, I connected a 128 by 128 TFT display with the IL9163 controller. Red and blue have been changed in the projected image. For testing purposes, checking if the camera module is working, and focusing, swapped colors are not a problem. If you want to get the right colors by changing the order from RGB to BRG, you can, for example, quickly change the value in the MADCTL register in the Adafruit ST7735 mod.cpp file. On according to OV7670 camera documentation, the module is powered by 3.3 volt. When connecting to Arduino 5 volt, take care of the conversion of voltage levels. The module has SIO_C, SIO_D pins, which are an SCCB bus with operations similar to I2C, a serial bus used in the camera configuration. The module responds to the I2C bus at the address 0x21. Inputs reset, high state, camera operation, and PW down, low state, normal operation. X click clock signal input and PCLK output for synchronous data download from the parallel.